All right, we are here. We're here. Of course, this is coming at you live with us and the boys. We got ourselves a special guest. No, he is not Billy Butcher. He is not a Huey or a Homelander. We got ourselves our boy, Maran Jojo, back on the scene. And I have to ask you all this. So you've all played Spider-Man 2, right?
I have.
No, I have not.
Oh, the bag fumbling.
Dang, that's crazy. That's crazy. So
I've been busy with Hogwarts Legacy, but I finished it last weekend, so amen.
Okay. Nice. But hey, but fortunately this question it doesn't go into any spoilers at all. So at this point, right, you out here and you out here swinging through the city and you come across a certain boy, your best friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has the means of healing the world. Do you accept it, knowing that the thing that he's going to use to heal the world may end up taking things to another level, if you know what I mean?
I don't think I can do it. I might have to be on my bully, Lorenthal, if you know what I mean.
See, I get it.
I may all ask some questions before he does something erratic, you know. That's probably what I would do first.
Okay. You might not. So for me, hey, someone gotta protect the city. Game of the game. Gotta heal the world. I'm here for it.
Lord have mercy. All right. So I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meet to Meet presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right, so again, we did not learn our lessons. We are doing another tournament. We did our best sports movie tournament of all time, which we still get flack for. We did our best video game tournament of all time, which was reasonable. I think everyone was happy with the conclusion that we arrived to.
That one was solid. That one was a solid pick.
Today, we do the best comic book movie of all time. This is about to get wild because all of us saw the seedings. I have a gripe. There's one that I have a gripe with because I know it's about to get knocked off earlier than it should, but we'll get to it when we get to it.
I have two.
So before we get chased out of town, let's hit us with that legal spiegel.
All right. The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by the respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so quick housekeeping. We will be dropping a Attack on Titan special episode this week because the finale is hitting. We are recording the Saturday that of the final episode. Then also next week, we're going to have our Marvels episode. So review of that movie. So like, subscribe, comment, tell a friend. So with that, we're going to get into a quick what's hot.
Yes, sir. So, of course, we got it coming in hot. I actually just wanted to speed run through this list. All right, so anime-wise, Tokyo Revengers, goated. Kingdoms of Ruin, amazing. Attack on Titan finale. It's about to be... if it's... And hopefully, because we're recording this the day that it releases, it hadn't dropped yet. And then we got One Piece, goated. Rise of the Shield Hero, Season 3, getting good. Spy Family, my heart. Jump Jutsu Kaisen. Yes. All right. Keeping it moving. Going into comics, we got KLC Press with The Schlub and Kill Your Darlings. Amazing work. Follow them. We got ourselves a Superior Spider-Man. He back, and we about to get active out here. We got ourselves the new Ultimate Spider-Man that's going to be dropping soon with the new Ultimate Universe. It looks very interesting, and the premise is pure redemption for Peter Parker. And we're just speaking of Peter Parker, let's move on to gaming. Game of the year, I'm taking no questions. Baldur's Gate, you had a good run. And then they released the trailer for the gameplay trailer for Omni-Man for MK1, I got a new main now. It's wraps for y'all. You thought I was 20-1 before? It's about to be 40-1. What you mean? We about to get active. Now, moving on to movies and TV. Speaking of Omni-Man, Invincible Season 2 then dropped.
And
yes.
All right. And then, of course, going along with that, Gen V, the finale had dropped at the time of this recording. I hadn't seen it yet.
But you got to text me as soon as you finish.
Just know that I'm about to get active out there. We also have a trailer for Echo, which is the continuation of the Hawkeye series. Got our boy Matthew. We got our boy Kingpin, Vincent D'Onofrio out here being goated.
And it's TVMA.
Yes, yes. You have to set your Disney Plus account to the mature setting because it's about to get active out in that show. All right. And speaking of active, Chucky season 3 going stupid. And then we also have ourselves Loki season 2. And then finally, there's a fan film out there on YouTube. It's called Dylan's New Nightmare, which is a sequel to Wes Craven's New Nightmare. Go watch it. It's 25 minutes long and it's phenomenal. Anybody else got anything to add?
Ron?
I just saw something about Stranger Things, something coming up Monday, 11/6. November 6th, that's a Monday. It's Stranger Things Day, but I have some feeling that they're going to like announce some things about season 5, whether it is like maybe exclusive pictures or like sets, maybe a release date, maybe we'll gain something next year, which, you know, hopefully, you know, I've been patient, you know, we all been patient, you know, us fans. So, you know, we're ready for the final season, you know, when that comes.
Yeah, once the actor strike ends. So with that quick run, just two trailers that I saw this week. Godzilla Minus One dropped another trailer. Lord have mercy. Speaking of actually of Godzilla, another TV show, Apple Monarch Legacy of Monsters, dropped another trailer. So that's dropping November 17th. And then the final one, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. The entire new trilogy of Planet of the Apes was really good. So they're dropping another movie. Yes, Meech, another movie. Past Caesar is about to go crazy. You got to watch that trailer after we get done recording. So
Caesar about to go dummy again?
No, see, it's past Caesar because, like, he, you know, faded into the afterlife in the last movie.
I was about to say, are we about to get more Caesar? About to get really active? It's about to go dummy.
Oh, it's about to get active from what I saw, though. So, so with that, we are going to, before we get into our tournament, there was one movie that got left off the list. It's not ever getting on this list. It's going to be a make your case. One person on the show loves The Flash, the movie, more than almost any other movie we've talked about. He said it changed his life. Listeners, you know how we feel about this movie. Ron, we're going to let you speak for your opening statements. Meech, we're not going to interrupt the opening statements. And then after that, we're going to have a conversation. So make your case.
Did I say it was a life-changing movie?
You literally put that on Instagram and story, dude.
Okay, maybe I did. Okay, yeah. I'm not sure what I was saying at the time. Okay, all right. So, here, okay. I don't know if I'm going to hear on this, but this is my case. When we talk about multiverse, you know, movies, I mean, the Spider-Man movies, that's a different topic. That's like goated, you know? But this one is probably like maybe top 5 at least as far as multiversal movies. Like when we're talking about like The Flash, you know, like this story itself, just trying to like, he just wanted to bring his mom back, you know, like he's still feeling sad and emotional, especially, you know, like with his dad, you know, like being in jail for being committed, which he didn't. It's like, he's trying to reverse that, you know? Like, yeah, like, the CGI was not great. Maybe there was a few that were okay. But, yeah, a lot of moments is just bad, you know? But, I mean, the emotions were there, you know, at the end. I really loved, you know, seeing Michael Keaton back. Supergirl, she was a wrecking, you know? They did her dirty, though, at the later on. I will say that, but you know, when they're talking about, you know, how, like, this being the end not the end, but like kind of reset, I guess. I just feel like it was a good story and good movie, you know, overall. I think some of the action was really good. You know, the fight against Zod, that was awesome, in my opinion. Seeing General Zod, I feel like he had a different vibe than when we saw Man of Steel, you know? But that fight scene, you know, going up against him and all those guys, I was like, wow, this is so awesome. I wish we would have gotten more about Reverse Flash. That was something that I was kind of, we got more scenes up, but it's unfortunate. I think that's it. That's my take.
Please go ahead.
All right, here we go. Here we go. We're talking about this movie again. Firstly, respect your opinions. I respect your thoughts. Just have a few counterpoints. Number one, there was no such thing as Reverse Flash in this movie. That was literally just a dark Flash. That was pure garbage. I did not like that at all. Also, speaking of not liking Dark Flash at all, Barry 2 is absolutely insufferable. Insufferable as a character. That laugh was insufferable. Every decision he made was insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't wait to choke him out like Ezra Miller did his fans. But in any case, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the film. Now, with the film trying to be an adaptation of Flashpoint, which is, in my opinion, Flash's probably greatest story, it really fumbled the bag in like a few key respects. Number one, you really didn't get a chance to see like main Barry interact with his parents too much in that movie. Because like as soon as second Barry entered the picture, it was all about the two of them. And then with Michael Keaton coming back as Batman, I'm like, okay, good. Hey, I love seeing my boy coming back one more time. But why in the world was he Bruce Wayne? Because it should have been Thomas Wayne because of the fact that like in that whole sphere, him going back in time should have messed everything up. Speaking of Reverse Flash, where is Reverse Flash? And yeah, as I said, it did mess everything up because of the fact that Supergirl is there and Kal-El's dead. Now, when it comes to Zod and that whole fight, I see what they were going for with the fact that it's a canon event. It's supposed to, what happens, happens. There ain't no changing it unless you go back and fix what you messed up. Like, I get that, but I feel like that was done better in other movies. It was done better in the likes of Across the Spider-Verse. It was done better in, heck, it was done better in the Flash CW show version of these events. And the fact that, like, it was done, that this movie was done with a higher budget than the CW show, yet the CW show, in my honest opinion, had more heart into it. And you know if I'm complimenting the CW show past, like, season 2 of Flash, you know something's wrong. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, then just quickly for me, because we got to move on to the tournament, and I don't want to waste any more air talking about this movie. What they did to Supergirl was egregious. They put her in the fridge. They put her in the fridge, and they put it on loop for eternity. So, yeah. And then what he said about Flash 2, Barry 2 is kind of, yeah. So with that, we are going to get into our best comic book movie of all time. So again, all of us, you two, us three, submitted our seedings, compiled them together, had four different brackets. We put them on Instagram if you want to see it. Maybe in the video we might have it depending on how we have to edit it. So we'll share my screen with you fellas, just so we can get it going. All right, so overall there are four total brackets, four total regions as usual. So we have our animated sphere, which is, I think this is going to be I think it's going to be hard throughout, but there's definitely a top two. We have our DC, which is going to be tough. MCU, which I think is going to be more of a conversation than I originally thought, and then the miscellaneous, which I think is going to have a favorite. So how did you guys go about your rankings in this?
Half of the animated movies, half of the miscellaneous I have not seen, so I had to put in down best rankings I can based on what I heard was good and some that didn't hear that was good or some that I just didn't have an opinion on. So I will do my best. I think I should be fine, you know. As far as like MCU and DC, I've seen majority of all of them. There's probably like, well, DC, there was one movie, maybe two I haven't seen, and then the MCU, there was one, but that one movie's not an MCU film. And I should have mentioned that before, but I'm going to pass. I mean, we're already here.
Mine was pretty simple. I just went based on just how I took like enjoyment out of the movies and movies I would like watch again or watch with friends. In the miscellaneous category, you may notice that there, at least for my seating, that there was one movie that was ranked severely lower than folks would anticipate. But the reason being is because of the fact, like, although I love the character, the movie kind of wasn't it. But and we'll get to that whenever it pops up in this bracket. But yeah, it's just mostly me taking great enjoyment out of it. Would I show some friends it? And would I rewatch it like just randomly on a given Tuesday?
Yeah. Out of the 64 movies that I've seen probably 60, there's like one or two DCs and then just one miscellaneous that I haven't seen. So again, kind of ranking that. Some of them were obvious. There was one unanimous number one pick, which we'll get to when we get to. Everything else was kind of up for debate for a lot. So, all right, let's kick to it. Starting with the animated. We have our number one seed, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse versus Batman versus Robin.
I think we all
always go ahead and just go ahead and put it
in. Yeah, this is a two seed bracket. So for 8 and 9, this is where it gets interesting. Big Hero 6 versus Lego Batman movie.
I'm going with Big Hero 6.
I'm actually going with Lego Batman. I'm not even going to lie to you, because I find that like Lego Batman was a sleeper hit. Like when it comes to the depiction of just Batman and his rogues gallery, like it was actually a pretty great story. Big Hero 6, I'm not going to knock it down at all. Like it's great. It's phenomenal. But I felt like the Lego Batman one is kind of like it's an underdog, like an underdog when it comes to like Batman portrayals.
It was definitely Big Hero 6. I mean, just the relationship with Baymax, you know, what happened to Big Bro in the beginning of the movie, then Lego Batman movie. I just think the depiction of Batman along with the Joker storyline is why I'm going to put Lego Batman slightly above Big Hero 6. So that's going to advance. It doesn't matter there. Either one that won was getting knocked out in the next round. All right. So next, Mirage's number one seed, which actually caught me off guard, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem versus Justice League Dark Apocalypse War. What made this your number one?
I know this movie and Across the Spider-Verse came out this year, but when I was watching this, I know Spider-Verse had the better soundtrack, but this one, like something needed that was being played, I think this really hit during the film. You know, I really liked how they talked about that. It's like today's era. And then Donatello just mentioned anime. I'm just like, I was just so smiling doing that theater, like some of the action. Like these guys were voiced as real teenagers. I mean, you gotta think about it. So like they really nailed it based on the voice actors. So that's why I give that a little edge. It's not far, I mean, Spider-Verse, it's not far off, but I just give that number one. It's just that good.
All right, Meech.
Interesting. Well, between the two of them, I actually would give the edge to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, only being because of the fact that like it's like it was a fun movie when I watched it. I had some laughs. I was surprised at like how good it was, and because like I was coming in with zero expectations, which I feel everybody should go into movies with. But yeah, Solid flick.
Yep. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, Mutant Mayhem advances over Justice League Dark Apocalypse War. Just as a warning, Apocalypse War is good, but if you want to be depressed, that is the movie for you. All right, next one. Batman Under the Red Hood versus Death of Superman. I'm going with Batman.
Y'all same here.
Go ahead, put it down.
So Batman Under the Red Hood advances.
About to make me pull out my hood.
Okay. All right. Oh my gosh. Here we go. Batman, Mask of the Phantasm versus the number 11 seed Planet Hulk. Everyone that listens to this podcast knows my feelings on Hulk in general and his storylines. So I'm going to hold off my vote and let you guys decide.
Batman, I'm not even going to hold you. Batman was, this one had emotion in it. Kevin Conroy killed that role in this movie. That's all I got. That's all I got. That's all I need to say.
Be honest, never seen both, but because I've heard good things about Mask of the Phantasm, you know, which I know that's probably like maybe a top five Batman movie all time, I would have to go with that.
That is fair. I would actually vote for Mask of the Phantasm just because the way people talk about Mask of the Phantasm is historically higher than a lot of animated movies and just respect for Batman. Here we go. The Dark Knight Returns, the animated. This one had to be combined because there's a part one and part two, and I didn't know which one to pick. And then, because one was rated like 97% and the other was rated 98%. And me just like, we just got to combine them together. So I'm going Dark Knight Returns. What do you guys think?
Just go ahead and put it down. Just go ahead and put it down.
I was going to say Batman Hush. That's the one I've seen already.
Oh, we're going with Dark Knight Returns.
And I gotta put you on.
So with this one, this movie kind of has to advance the way we've talked about it, but we have our number 7 seed, The Flashpoint Paradox, the animated version, versus Teen Titans Trouble in Tokyo. We can eliminate Flashpoint Paradox right now, in my opinion, because we said it's so much better than the Flash movie.
All right.
Or we could just call it The Flash.
It's not animated, but that's CGI, though. All right, so I'll have a point.
I was going to go with Teen Titans, but I mean, we got a winner.
All right, so we have Into the Spider-Verse versus Justice
League. Yeah, just score that. Score that.
All right. So I think we're going to have a real conversation at the end of this bracket. So transitioning to the next region, it's DC. We have our number one seed, The Dark Knight, versus number 16 seed, Birds of Prey.
Yeah, we just skip this one. Can we just skip this
one? I mean, come on. All right. For this one, I really wanted, we have our number 8 seed, Black Adam, versus number 9 seed, Batman Returns. I really wanted this to be Black Adam versus Shazam, but it wasn't close. But I'm going with Black Adam.
Yeah, I'm going Black Adam.
All right. You have the honors of being eliminated in the next round. Number 5, Man of Steel, versus number 12, OG Superman. I have not seen the OG Superman.
Me neither, so you know I gotta go with Man of Steel. Best Superman movie, in my opinion. Great origin story for Superman. Henry Cavill killed it as Superman. Zod, great villain, you know, great story. So yeah.
We can never knock down the OG because without him, literally no other superhero movie would exist.
Yes.
And then also cannot forget the memes.
And how the Flash did him dirty. So, all right. So with that, our number 4 seed, The Dark Knight Rises, versus the number 13, Aquaman. Do we have to discuss this?
Keep him.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
The Dark Knight Rises advances. It was born in the dark. All right. Ooh, here we go. Number 6 seed, The Suicide Squad, James Gunn version with Peacemaker and also Idris Elba. And then Batman, the Tim Burton movie. What do you guys got?
Man, this is a little tough. But I got to give the edge to The Suicide Squad. Just because this is the way how James Gunn like directed this film, you know, after how horrible the first Suicide Squad was. And that's the worst DC film I've ever watched. I cannot stand that film. So I have to give the edge to the Suicide Squad. Like, I just love the characters and just their development, you know, and just the humor. It's just so funny. Peacemaker getting his own show afterwards.
Niche.
All right. So Batman, right? Phenomenal movie. Great movie. Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Joker. Great time. Great stuff. But Batman did not make me care about Polka Dot Man at all. How? How is that possible? Suicide Squad is moving on.
Suicide Squad is our winner. Justice League Snyder Cut, our number three seed. All of us have this super high, if I recall. Yeah, I think all of us literally had it in our top three. If I had him,
I had one.
It did not go past three. It was like a 3-3 and a one versus, if I can go back to it, Wonder Woman. Do we need to discuss this?
We're talking about the greatest superhero film of all time, so this guy move on. In my opinion,
there's... It's like, sir, keep it moving.
All right, we got our number seven seed, Blue Beetle versus Shazam. Blue Beetle, like, broke me, so I have to go for Blue Beetle.
I don't have any interest in Blue Beetle, so I'm going with Shazam.
Blue Beetle was really solid, and it was a great first step for this new new Gunverse. I'm going Blue Beetle.
Okay. Dude, Ron, you gotta see Blue Beetle. It's actually really good.
Is it? Okay. Maybe when it hits max, I'll check it out.
All right. So now, our number two seed, The Batman versus Watchmen. Yeah, this isn't a conversation.
Do we have this as our number two seed? I know I did.
It was my number two, easy.
Everyone, all of us had it as the number two seed. This was like one of the other unanimous picks. Like when I got done watching this movie, I was like, it might be better than Dark Knight. But for the purposes of this tournament, I kind of had to hold off a little bit and see it in retrospect. So we're going
awesome.
MCU. Plus one, because one movie isn't technically MCU yet. But we got Spider-Man No Way Home versus Doctor Strange, the number 16 seed.
I mean, do we need to discuss this?
No.
Yeah.
In fairness, Doctor Strange, you are in Spider-Man No Way Home. All right, here we go. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 versus Avengers Assemble, the first Avengers movie. Let's talk about it.
Guardians 3, it's all right, you know, it's not a terrible film, but it wasn't what I expected it to be, you know, as far as emotions. With that, I'm going with Avengers, you know, best assembly film, you know, the one that really kicked it off for the MCU. I know Iron Man did, but this was like the actual beginning. So I'm going with Avengers.
All right, so because I don't know how Meech is leaning, so... I got to go Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 because when we did this recording, when we recorded that movie, all three of us together, I gave it an S tier. Avengers Assemble is one of the most important like Marvel movies, well, superhero movies of all time. It like is the birth of the blow up of superhero movies, but Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, the emotions of that movie were just a lot. And by the time like that final song hits and just everyone's going their separate ways, it felt like a euphoric experience and saying goodbye to your friends. So I have to go with that.
All right. So Guardians 3 is great. It was phenomenal. And as you mentioned, like at the end of the movie, it was what, like that split off, it was all emotions all the way around. But I'm giving it to Avengers because of the fact that it catapulted everything to straight success. It was the first time superheroes teamed up. And like literally my sister was the one who told me about Avengers before I even found out.
I can't dispute it. I mean, it's such an important movie to just like the industry. Like this helped Disney blow up in the Marvel sphere. So with it. We have our number five seed, Black Panther, versus our number 12 seed, Shang-Chi. Let me say something first.
Okay, go ahead.
My pick is not Shang-Chi, but I believe as a pure superhero action movie, from that perspective, Shang-Chi is better than Black Panther. The story of Shang-Chi and the cultural impact does not match Black Panther, in my opinion. Also, I have to go with Black Panther.
Yeah, you know, I got your old Black Panther, you know, Wakanda forever.
I see what I'm doing. So, yeah.
But Shang-Chi is a good movie. All right, so next one. Captain America Civil War versus Guardians of the Galaxy is Volume 2. I'm going Civil War. Civil War is essentially an Avengers movie, but this went crazy.
Yeah, I'm going Captain America Civil War. That was my number one seed, so I got to go with that.
This gave us Black Panther and Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, I was just about to say that.
And this was the reenactment of the Fight Back memes. Make Molly watch Iron Man. All right. Oh, man, I really wish these were in the same bracket, but Wakanda Forever, number 6 seed versus 11 seed Thor Ragnarok. Everyone knows how I feel about Thor Ragnarok, so I'm going Wakanda Forever.
Meech, what's yours? Because these movies for me were about close, so...
Oh, yeah, nah, it was not even for me. So Thor Ragnarok was just... Yeah, Thor Ragnarok was great, you know, being able to see Planet Hulk as an adaptation, but the fact that it was just an adaptation and nothing more kind of set me sideways. We going with Wakanda Forever, because Wakanda Forever actually made me cry. So
fair, fair. Yeah, I'll go Wakanda Forever. I mean, that's enormous.
Boy, what it has to face in this next round is crazy. We have Avengers Infinity War against the original Blade movie with Wesley Snipes. I mean, come on.
And yeah, that's the one MC. That's the one movie that's not MCU.
We had to move it around, but it's fair. There are some MCU things, but either way,
everything's canon.
Yes. All right. Number 7, Captain America: Winter Soldier versus number 10, Iron Man. I must say, I think the Iron Man movie is kind of overrated. Like,
yeah,
it's an okay movie. It only gets as much love as it does, in my opinion, because it's the first movie in the MCU. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with Winter Soldier.
Yeah, same here. I thought you guys were going to get off me about me putting Iron Man that low on the list.
No, I don't think it's that great. Like, compared to, like, the miscellaneous Spider-Man movies, it's not even close.
Speaking of, we don't talk about this next one, or are we just going to keep it moving?
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Just to read it off, we have our number 2 seed, Avengers Endgame versus Ant-Man and the Wasp. Avengers Endgame for the win. Oh, I really want to have that conversation depending on how the bracket goes, but we're going to get there. We're going to see how it goes.
Whoever says Ant-Man and the Wasp is better than Endgame is not a comic fan. They have no idea what they're watching.
Ant-Man bias. They just Ant-Man bias.
All right, so in the miscellaneous, this was the only unanimous number 1 seed. Spider-Man 2, Tobey Maguire, Doc Ock versus the number 16 seed, Brightburn. I mean, it was unanimous. There's no way we should have a conversation.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, it just keeps moving.
Spider-Man 2 for the win. All right, here we go.
Oh my goodness, bro.
Why? Okay, so let's read it off. Ron, I want you to go first after I read it. But our number 8 seed, Deadpool 2, versus the number 9 seed, Venom. Ron, go first. I want Meech to go last because I'm so whatever you pick, Ron, I'm going the opposite.
Okay. I think it's a little tough, but I think I enjoyed Deadpool 2 a lot more than Venom. I'll give that to Deadpool 2.
Okay, so I think there is a greater Venom movie out there that is just like on the tip of their tongue that Sony has. They maybe need to switch the writers from the Spider-Verse over to Venom. But I enjoy Venom more than I enjoyed Deadpool 2. So I'm going Venom, and Meech has to decide.
I hate both of y'all. I hate both of y'all so much right now because... I did not want to choose, all right? Because, all right, Deadpool 2, Ryan Reynolds, he was in his bag that movie. He was in his absolute bag. And seeing Domino, even though she was race-swapped, it was still a great time because Deadpool's always a great time. But you know Venom is my favorite character. So I had to.
Ooh, that next round. All right. So, back to a Deadpool. Number 5, Deadpool versus number 12, Kick-Ass.
Still in Deadpool. Yeah, since Deadpool 2 can move on, let's just go with the first one.
Like, don't you dare put Kick-Ass.
This one made me angry. Number 4 seed, Logan Logan should not be a four seed. Nishi, both you and I had it as our number two. And because Ron late rated it so low,
sir,
it was going to be the four seed. It's going to be Spider-Man 2 too early.
Logan was the one movie I have not seen. And I because I've heard good things about it, I just didn't like how violent that movie was. But I'll go with Logan.
Sir, I know you did not just say Logan was too violent.
Wait a minute. You like the Snyder Cut.
It wasn't that violent, but I mean...
I don't know.
That's just my opinion, but I'll go with Logan, you know? I'll be gracious to put Logan in this one.
Logan should have been no worse than the three seed, in my opinion, but it is what it is. So we have X2, X-Men United versus The Mask.
I'll go with X2. Great X-Men movie right there.
X2 for the win?
It was X2 immediately.
All right, so we have the OG Spider-Man versus Dredd.
It is a discussion, yeah.
Alrighty. All right, so...
this one's actually a discussion. I'm not even going to hold it.
V for Vendetta, our number 7 seed versus number 10, Hellboy 2, the Golden Army. V for Vendetta was like in my top 10 for like the first 20 years of my life. I absolutely love this movie. The speech at the beginning, ideas are bulletproof. One of the greatest quotes in just the character development. So I'm going V for Vendetta.
I'm taking Hellboy 2. That's the one movie I've always seen. So I will go with Hellboy 2.
Meech, it's up to you.
I hate both of y'all. Okay, because I love both of these movies for actually very different reasons. All right, so V for Vendetta, as you mentioned, is quotable. This is a movie that, like, I legit, like, take with me. Like, it is etched in me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Hellboy 2 is a darn good time.
Yep.
Especially considering, like, just how faithful it is to the source material. And when I say faithful, I mean it's faithful. And also, it is very Lovecraftian. So...
yes, it is.
But, man, but Hellboy doesn't... It didn't stick with me the same way as V for Vendetta. V got to move on. V got to move on.
Yes, sir. All right, so X-Men Days of Future Past, number 2 seed.
I don't think...
versus number 15, Spawn.
All right, hold on. Let me talk first.
All right, go ahead.
This was the movie that I mentioned earlier. The one that it's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yep.
But I understand why it has to be so low. It was not too well made.
It was 10, 15 years too early.
The people were not ready at the time. The people were not ready.
All right.
So X-Men Days of Future Past has to move on.
X-Men Days of Future Past defeats Spawn. Maybe the new Spawn will be different, but we'll see when we get there. All right.
55.
Yes. Moving on to our second round. Again, some of these movies are not going to be a conversation. We have Across the Spider-Verse versus the Lego Batman movie.
Go ahead.
Across the Spider-Verse wins. We have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem versus Batman Under the Red Hood.
I mean, you know who I'm going with? TMNT, you know?
I'm going with Red Hood because of just pure emotions. And it's Red Hood, baby.
All right, so here we go. I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It might be one of the best Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. The thing is, it was definitely geared specifically towards kids, and I like understood that watching the movie when the movie played out. Batman Under the Red Hood goes crazy, so I'm about to go Under the Red Hood. Batman has to win.
The honor of getting knocked out.
When we get to the final or the Elite Eight, that's going to be a conversation. All right, here we go. Mask of the Phantasm versus The Dark Knight Returns.
I'll go with Mask of the Phantasm on this one.
I gotta go Dark Knight Returns. Mask of the Phantasm is so good. Dark Knight Returns, like part one and part two collectively are elite.
I want to abstain so badly for this picking,
but I cannot, thanks to you. All right. So, okay. All right. We get Kevin Conroy in his absolute bag versus just two movies of a near perfect adaptation. I'm giving it to Dark Knight Returns. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Oh, man. That hurt.
That was hard. I felt it. Oh, oof. Ooh, Jesus. This next one, Flashpoint Paradox versus Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, two multiversal movies.
You know, sir, which one?
Yeah,
no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What? Oh, yeah, I told you what's about to happen.
Oh, yeah.
People, y'all are not ready for what's about to happen. All right, we have, we're moving to our DC bracket, second round, The Dark Knight versus Black Adam. This is not a conversation.
Yeah.
All right. Man of Steel versus The Dark Knight Rises.
Is this going to be mixed or we know who we're picking? Because
I got Dark Knight Rises.
But nah, Man of Steel is moving on. I mean, the third Dark Knight Rises is okay, but I wasn't that big into it. But Man of Steel, I enjoy that more than Dark Knight Rises. So I'm going Man of Steel.
Man of Steel is good. It's just Bane. It didn't have Bane.
Charge. That's all I need to say.
And
you feel it, Charge.
No, Henry Cavill, we're sorry. We did you all dirty again.
I mean, we're still doing him as dirty as DC.
We did not. Did him.
I mean, he got his next competition. We have the Suicide Squad versus Justice League Snyder Cut. Number two.
I'm going to go with the Snyder Cut, you know, the GOAT of DC and comic movies.
You okay, me? You died.
No, I'm just in for this next one.
Blue Beetle versus this.
This is not a discussion. I mean, we
the Max.
Yeah,
is our winner. Oh, that's gonna be a hard one.
Oh, I'm a hard one.
That's gonna be a hard one.
Not again.
Oh, gee, the Sweet 16 might be harder than the Final Four. All right, here we go. We're back to the MCU second round. This is not a conversation. Spider-Man No Way Home versus Avengers Assemble.
I feel like it's kind of a conversation if you think about it. You know, like some people may put the Avengers movie in like the top five, but I mean, No Way Home is still better.
This is the only movie I have the distinct honor of saying I went to the movie theaters five times. I spent money five times to see this movie. I was in Endgame. That's more than Infinity War. That's more than every one of them.
All right, here we go. Oh, Black Panther versus Captain America Civil War.
Okay, I'll go. Actually, Leo, let me go first. I love Black Panther. Such a great movie, you know. But Captain America Civil War, that was my number one. And I have to go with that movie. But I feel like I know what y'all's picks are going to be.
I mean, you heard how I felt about Shang-Chi related to Black Panther. Civil War, it didn't reset the MCU, but it moved a lot of pieces to where it needed to be for the next phase, and it went crazy. Mitch, we might lose our black card. We gotta be careful.
Well, either way, okay, here's the thing. Look at who it's going up against in the next round.
I know it's getting knocked out the next round, but
it doesn't matter at this point. But here's the thing. Okay. So Civil War, again, it introduced Black Panther. It introduced Spider-Man. It has a good story, all right? But Black Panther's like, again, cultural influence. Killmonger.
Don't do that to me.
Killmonger in. The villain. Well, he was doing villain to me.
Oh my God.
I sided with Killmonger. And that's crazy. I sided with him more than I would Zemo. I see where Zemo coming from, but it's Killmonger. You know what? I'm doing Black Panther. I'm sorry. I can't.
Well, it comes out to you then.
I don't know what to do. Okay, I've seen Black Panther in theaters more than I saw Civil War. but I think Civil War is better than Black Panther. But the story of Black Panther is,
oh my gosh.
I'm going Captain America Civil War.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
That was hard. That was hard. I'm sorry.
Well, either way, Black Panther moved on. Either way, Black Panther moved on.
This next one's gonna be tough too. This next one won't.
Dang it. We have Wakanda Forever versus Avengers Infinity War. Speaking of Shikif, the Loki, the last episode gave me flashbacks. So, it's so hard. See, let me say this. It's so hard to judge Black Panther movies because you're not basing it purely on the movie itself. There's so many factors that went into it outside of the movie that added to it, especially with Wakanda Forever losing Chadwick Boseman and the emotion that we went into it with. But I will say this. Infinity War, I remember leaving work early. I was still in my work clothes, and I had to rush to the theater to go see it. So I'm going Avengers Infinity War.
I don't feel good about it, though.
You know, and for Infinity War, like, as far as, like, top five all time, I did have this in number 10 because not that it was, I mean, the story was all over the place as far as, like, the characters-wise, but you talk about the build-up, you know, you talk about, like, 10 years at that time where it came out, and, you know, Thanos is hanging around, and I was like, this is my time, you know, to wipe out half of existence, you know. Wakanda Forever, I mean, this movie was basically dedicated to Chadwick. I mean, very emotional for sure. Oh, man.
Guys, I just want to say this. Think of the conversation we can have the next round if one goes through.
I'll lean a slight edge. I'll lean Infinity War.
We spared you meat. All right. Okay. This Sweet 16 might be the hardest 16 we ever did. What is Avenger versus Endgame?
Well, this for me is was a tough one, but because these two are like top five as far as MCU, but just like the last round, the slightest. Oh man, this next round is gonna be crazy. Yeah, I'm going with Endgame.
Not choosing on this one. I promise you, I will not choose on that.
You got to. You didn't do a costume. Oh my God.
Heck, I will.
We have Spider-Man 2 versus Venom. Die.
I think we know.
It was our unanimous number one pick in this bracket. Spider-Man 2, which was my greatest superhero movie before No Way Home. And then it, like, slightly changed with Endgame. Spider-Man 2 advances over Venom. Jesus, this Sweet 16. We have Deadpool versus Logan. I'm a little good. I gotta go Logan.
I'm going with Deadpool.
You know I have to go with Logan. This is why I was mad, because it was underseeded. It's too early. All right, X2 versus Spider-Man. I'm going Spider-Man. All right. So
yeah, I'll go with Spider-Man.
All right, V for Vendetta, X-Men Days of Future Past.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Niche. All right, Days of Future Past.
Fair.
Guys, we could have had Days of Future Past versus Logan. And, oh my gosh. All right, fans, we are in our Sweet 16, and chaos has ensued. So I think for this round, the animated, we're good until we get to the Elite Eight. But we have Across the Spider-Verse versus Batman Under the Red Hood. Do we still need to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Nah.
Jesus, this next round. All right. We have The Dark Knight Returns versus Into the Spider-Verse. Do we need to talk about it?
No.
Nah.
Okay, Into the Spider-Verse.
This is the worst one we've ever done.
We're moving to DC. We have The Dark Knight versus The Dark Knight Rises.
Give me The Dark Knight.
Hey, Dark Knight, moving on.
Okay. The Dark Knight. Oh my goodness.
Okay, this is
we gotta have a conversation. We gotta have a conversation about this next one.
Yeah,
we have Justice League, the Snyder Cut versus the Batman. Brothers, lock in.
Okay, two go to DC movies, two long DC movies. Both are darker terms, you know, as far as the theme. But I feel as far as like we're talking redemption, you know, Snyder Cut is the more redemptional movie. If we think about like Zack Snyder coming back and finishing where he started and just making the movie to where like we could have saw this in the beginning if tragedy didn't happen, obviously.
Right.
The Batman, just masterpiece, man. Like, you know, just Robert Pattinson just killing it. Every character in this movie did phenomenal. I cannot name one character that did not do a great job. You know, like, everyone was spot on. Like, the scenes, like I said, they were dark. They were great. Like, my gosh. Y'all two,
I don't know how to pick because I don't like what the... Both of them are long, and I'm literally like, because I was thinking, okay, Batman, like, Snyder Cut is longer. But if you cut the last 30 minutes of the Snyder Cut, it's a perfect movie, like The Nightmare. But the thing about Batman is that it had, like, five different endings, and if you, like, finish at a certain point, it's a perfect movie, too. I'm going to go the Batman only because the villain in the Batman was more effective and better than in Snyder Cut. That's how I'm making my decision.
Okay, no, wait. Man, I don't want to do this to Mitch like this.
Do it.
Since I got Justice League at number one, like I said, redemption, I'll just go with Justice League. I'm so sorry, Batman. I really wanted you to win this.
Thank you. Okay.
You got to decide.
All right, so Snyder Cut, right? There's so much history behind it. The fact that the fans have been clamoring, hashtag release the Snyder Cut, and it actually came through.
Yes.
A piece of internet solidarity came through with that moment. Seeing Superman in the black suit. I am with black suits, all right? But then there's the Batman. It's so much different than the others because it's actually a detective movie rather than just pure action. Seeing Robert Pattinson, yes, I said Pattinson, not Pattinson. He out here embodied Batman to the nth degree and not Bruce Wayne. In the Snyder Cut, at least we see Ben Affleck and Gal Gadot Wonder Woman have that amazing chemistry.
But in the Batman, we got Catwoman. That's what I was going to end on. But we got Zoe Kravitz in the Batman. Dang it. You know what? In a major upset move.
I don't know if it's an upset either way.
It's an upset for me. I'm going with the Batman.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll make sure to pick the Batman in the next round.
Well, the Batman was literally all of our number two seats. So we have the Batman versus the Dark Knight in the next round.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Here we go. I feel like it's not a conversation still. Spider-Man No Way Home versus
No. I know deep down y'all want Civil War.
That's who.
Deep down y'all hearts, you know Civil War is better.
I don't know who you bugging. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield. Let's spam our energy for later because we need it for this one.
Oh no.
Infinity War versus Avengers Endgame. What we got?
I think I'll go first. Like I mentioned, Infinity War, I feel it was like a lot of characters were like mixed up. Well, I'm sorry, not mixed up, but like all over the place. But Endgame, I just feel like the better finale, the emotions behind at the end, you know, like, you know, with Tony and Cap, how things ended, you know. I don't like the part they went back in time. I feel they could have been a better solution. But I know a lot of people are going to say Infinity War is better. And I can see why, you know, but this was a little tough, but I'm going to go with Endgame.
Meech.
So, all right. So Infinity War is the only one where the villain truly won at the end. Wholesale, nonstop, took the dub. The fact that there are memes to this day saying Thanos did nothing wrong. To this day, Thanos won. Thanos did nothing wrong. Hashtag calling Thanos. The fact that he pieced up Hulk and made him a pacifist. That's tough. But then there's Endgame, right? With, again, as you mentioned, there's the time travel part. But there are much keyer moments, specifically that whole final battle. The entirety of it. Cap getting Mjolnir. Tough.
That's tough.
Every single Avenger coming back.
No.
Avengers! Assemble. Tough. Pony sacrifice. Tough. But then in Infinity War, you got Thor's pull-up. Tough. Get this man a shield. It's tough. This whole movie. Both movies are tough. Both movies had just great moments. But I'm giving the edge, like a 1-point edge, to Endgame.
Ooh. Well, that's unanimous.
Only because of Tony and his story and how it ended.
I don't feel good, Mr. Stark.
And Phelan Parker just crying his soul out.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to bring a plastic bag, a paper bag to the theater to watch it again. So I do remember that. To breathe into. This one should not occur in the Sweet 16, but Spider-Man 2 versus Logan. Ron, we know what you're going to pick because you haven't seen Logan. The conversation is between us.
It really is, which is kind of crazy, all right? Okay, so here's my thoughts, right? Logan had me in stitches, okay? Like emotional stitches.
I was with you.
Seeing Logan with in full dad mode and then him going all out with the blood was perfect. My only gripe with the film was X-24.
Mm-hmm.
X-24 as a villain. Just the fact that they somehow had a clone of him this entire time and nobody said anything. Nah, he would have been out there murking left and right. And then you get Spider-Man 2. You get my childhood. The power of the sun in the palm of my hands.
Oh my gosh.
You get Alfred Molina. You get the train sequence. That's all I need to say. Spider-Man 2.
That when you said the train sequence, I was like, yeah. Yeah. Although, man, I just have to say with Logan, the touching scene with Professor X before X-24 got to him. And then when X-23 took the cross and she picked it up and made it an X.
It's like, oh,
that ended me. I couldn't do it. But Spider-Man 2 has to advance. Spider-Man versus X-Men Days of Future Past. I'm going to just say it right now. Either one that wins is going to lose in the next round. So,
yeah. Both movies are good, I will say. But I think Spider-Man takes the edge because Green Goblin is just great. You know, again, the origin story. Toby being Toby. So, yeah, I'm going with Spider-Man.
I'm going Spidey.
Yeah, I'm going Spider-Man 2. My only issue is that MJ, she's still...
We know, Meech. All right, so...
Yeah, I'm gonna have you two do this one first.
I want to see. Before we get to our Elite Eight, we're going to do a quick sponsor break, get some water, and pray about the decisions that we make.
Oh, my goodness. For today's sponsor, we have none other than the Superhero Academy. If you have found that you have developed supernatural abilities, whether you were born with them, whether you were injected with a super soldier serum, or you were bonded with an alien symbiote, or you were even injected with
with some special chemical fluid that gives you power. Please come over to the Academy today, where you can learn how to be a hero, where you can learn to use your powers responsibly, because with great power comes great responsibility, courtesy of our founder, the amazing Spider-Man. Please come join us today and join our hero academia.
All right, we're back for our Elite Eight, and this is going to be hard. We have Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse versus Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Into the Spider-Verse is rated like a half percentage higher than Across the Spider-Verse. I've seen both movies multiple times in theaters, and I do not go multiple times to go see movies. Both of them I've seen multiple times in theaters, like the week of its release. Speaking of which, Across the Spider-Verse is currently on Netflix, which I will be watching eventually soon again. Oh, man. The ending of Across the Spider-Verse had me about to jump out of my seat and start swinging from the theater. So I'm going Across the Spider-Verse.
So I can
die. Yeah.
Okay. So Across the Spider-Verse, right? It was just pure, unadulterated fun from start to finish until the ending, which obviously sent me into a spiral that almost had me consume the Venom symbiote and run roughshod on the, had me go heal the world. But the thing about Into the Spider-Verse is the fact that, like, there was a great dynamic between all of the various spider people. You got to see, like, a Peter B. Parker with his whole issues. But the thing is that Across the Spider-Verse, you see him resolve those issues. He actually succeeded in life. He got back with Mary Jane. He has a daughter. And the fact that you see Miles come into his own, you see some memes that come through this movie. I created you and you created me. And then we got racist Miguel O'Hara.
Yes.
Tough. But then there's the thing that this movie taught me that Into the Spider-Verse couldn't. Sometimes you gotta look out for yourself, King. Sometimes these women ain't loyal.
Wow. Don't do Gwen like that.
Sometimes they ain't loyal, King.
We're not doing Gwen like that.
Across the Spider-Verse, moving on. Sometimes they ain't loyal.
Guess that saves my pick then.
Yeah, Spider-Verse. Your pick is coming next, my boy.
Oh, first up, Moran. The Dark Knight versus the Batman. Let's get it.
All right. So, Batman's moving on. I said I promise it will move on.
They're
it was that up. The Batman, the one with Robert Pattinson is going to move on. I said the last round that was hard where I didn't pick it, but it's on to the next round. I'm going to pick it. In my opinion, the Batman with Robert Pattinson is better than the Dark Knight. I don't care what y'all say. I don't mean, whoever's listening to this, if y'all want to make an argument, you can come reach out to me at my Instagram. We can discuss about this. But in my opinion, the Batman is the better film. Got nothing else to say. I always said my point in the last couple of rounds.
Okay. I know what I'm picking, but Misha, I want to hear yours.
You know good and well what I'm picking, because the Batman is a good flick, but there's one glaring issue, and that's their depiction of Joker. Because
what does Joker have to do with this?
Everything.
That's what I mean by it could have got cut out. There are things that could have got cut out.
Everything, because he really did not need to be in that movie.
He did not.
But Ledger's portrayal of Joker was integral. Changed the way I saw the Joker, all right? And also changed the way I saw Harvey Dent, because that man went through it. I had to give it to Dark Knight.
Ooh. Okay, here we go. Ron, I actually like the Batman more than I like the Dark Knight.
So you will pick that over the Dark Knight?
I don't think... When I left the theater, right when I finished, I thought it was better than the Dark Knight. If I have to think about it, The Dark Knight's a better movie. mainly because of the Joker. But, oh, now that I think about it, Robert Pattinson does such a better portrayal than Christian Bale of Batman.
I agree with that. I agree 100%.
The Joker made it more iconic. I gotta go with The Dark Knight.
Whew. Pattinson, I did what I could to help you move on, but
I enjoy the Batman more than The Dark Knight, but I can't pick it over The Dark Knight.
Listen, Robert Pattinson, the fact you got this far ahead is a testament to how good your movie is.
All right, here we go. Spider-Man No Way Home versus Avengers Endgame.
These both were my 2 and 3 seeds. Both have good emotions, I will agree with that, but Endgame, I just think, had the better finale and the better conclusion to the saga, while Spider-Man No Way Home, it's still a really good movie, no doubt. There's no denying of that. But this movie was released during Phase 4's bad run, and I think because of that, I'm going with Endgame.
See, here's where I can't let people get away with bashing Phase 4 the way they do. Spider-Man No Way Home is one of the greatest superhero movies of all time. Wakanda Forever is an elite movie. Shang-Chi in Phase 4 is also a very good movie. You can't just pick two movies out of Phase 4 and be like, the entire thing's bad. That's how I feel about Phase 4. I think it's the Disney Plus that kind of brings it down more than the movies itself. But with Spider-Man No Way Home, the nostalgia of it, the beatdown of the Green Goblin, and then also how Green Goblin beat down Peter's.
Oh, Lord.
I've seen Spider-Man No Way Home so many more times in theaters, like Mitch mentioned. I have to go Spider-Man No Way Home.
It comes out to you.
You know what else I'm going with.
Oh, man.
It's a Sinister Five to get to be able to see my three Spider-Boys. Andrew Garfield's redemption.
All right, Spider-Man 2 versus Spider-Man. We both had Spider-Man 2 rated higher than Spider-Man, so there's no conversation.
Nothing.
All right, we are in the final four. Across the Spider-Verse. I think the final four might be easier than the last round.
No, I had to breathe a sigh of relief because I was clenching the entire time.
We have Across the Spider-Verse versus The Dark Knight. I'm going Across the Spider-Verse easily.
Listen, there's no other movie where I'd be bumping to the soundtrack as hard as I do every day.
That saves my pick then.
Right, so on the other side of the bracket, this one is actually tough. So we have Spider-Man No Way Home versus Spider-Man 2.
I'm going to have y'all go first.
See, I can't pick because they both have Alfred Molina. They both got Tobey Maguire.
It's tough. When we saw the trailer for it the first time, what made everyone freak out was the OG Doc Ock. Dr. Octopus in Spider-Man 2 is one of the greatest Marvel villain portrayals. You know, up there with Thanos, up there with Killmonger. The story also from a personal level in Spider-Man 2 is incredible. Him losing his powers, the OG Aunt May, who I just saw like the speech he gave when they were like having the yard sale about like what it takes about everyone having a hero inside of them. Him realizing what it takes to be like a hero and things like that. But then on the flip side with Spider-Man No Way Home, Peter 1 still had to go on his own personal journey, just like losing literally everyone that's been a mentor that he loves and, you know, being forgotten. But for the sake of conversation, and again, the train scene, I'm going with Spider-Man 2.
And it be right. All right, so here's my thing. Okay, both movies phenomenal. Both movies great. Both movies had some great action. Again, that train sequence is goated, right? And I'm thinking about this also in pure speculation over the next, what's going to happen in the finals. I'm picking No Way Home also because of the fact that that beatdown by Green Goblin and to Green Goblin is absolutely hysterical. Like, bro. And also, you don't feel a death as hard as you did in No Way Home. Like the death of Aunt May had people shook it. All right. There wasn't as Well, Spider-Man 2 really didn't have any deaths apart from Doc Ock and then those unfortunate hospital guests, and then also Doc Ock's wife. But but at least with No Way Home, again, the biggest thing is the fact that you saw your favorite characters come back. You saw, you were able to get those characters to have the ending that they rightfully needed. Andrew Garfield, he got his redemption moment, so much so that, like, to this day, right, you see people who are clamoring for Andrew Garfield to come back in another movie. To this day, you see people who still want Toby to come back for another movie. All that stemmed from No Way Home. That's all I'm giving it for.
All right, Ron.
Okay. So for me, before Spider-Man No Way Home came out, Spider-Man 2 is my favorite Spider-Man film. And not only that, like, Toby, in my opinion, was the better Spider-Man than Tom Holland. Even though after seeing Tom Holland in a couple of movies, he was good, but I didn't give that to him. I was like, okay, let me wait one more movie and see what he does. And I think when I went to go see this movie, one of y'all said you saw it five times. Okay, I saw this movie four times, but the fourth one wasn't planned. This movie, like, you know, before Doc Ock, like we mentioned, was my favorite Spider-Man villain, but I feel like Green Goblin, like, he took over, like, that made me change my mind. Like, okay, he's the better Spider-Man villain. Like, the way Willem Dafoe, I don't think he was, the way how evil and menacing he was, he wasn't really like that in the first Spider-Man film. And I'm just thinking about it more and more. And in my opinion, like, Tom Holland has now taken the crown as the best Spider-Man because of this movie. And the nostalgia that y'all mentioned, you know? I don't want to talk a little bit long, but I'm going with Spider-Man No Way Home.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 for me was a heart pick, but I mean, No Way Home literally brought my entire heart and childhood to the screen. So with that, in the finals, this Spidey-centric podcast, we see Spider-Man No Way Home versus Across the Spider-Verse. I'm going Across the Spider-Verse. And then when we do this in 2 years, it's going to be Beyond the Spider-Verse. So.
Oh, man.
So go for it.
I will take No Way Home.
Oh, nice.
On a slight...
Slight
edge.
Niche.
So
I don't know how I feel.
Hey, you know how I feel. What you mean?
All right. All right, so listeners, let's go ahead and talk about this, all right? So No Way Home, right? No Way Home, again, Andrew Garfield redemption. You get three Spider-Man in one movie. You got the fearful five. The Frightening Five, okay?
Yes.
And you even have Venom in there for like a split second, okay? Now, and then also, again, you have the story of just personal loss in that movie and just trying to keep it pushing. Again, Willem Dafoe out here taking names. And then you have Across the Spider-Verse. You got Miles. We got a brother coming to his own. You got him chasing after Gwen, but then he caught himself a baddie with Spider-Bite. But sometimes these women ain't loyal. We're looking at you, Gwen.
Look, she pulled up an entire team to go get this man in a different universe.
Yeah, after she realized what she did. She ain't think about that beforehand. And the fact that Spider-Bite in one conversation, already for this man. Oh, that's crazy. That's why I'm Team Spider-Bite. But the fact that I'm having that conversation lets you know. The fact that the Spot is an amazing villain.
Pretty terrifying.
The fact the memes. Did I tell you about the memes? The fact that Miguel O'Hara's theme come in every time there's some racist things going on. The fact that that one meme that I saw where he's like, what are you doing? I don't say the N-word. I'm black now, Spider-Man. I'm gonna crease your J, Spider-Man.
gave us a Spider-Man of the peoples. This is literally the toughest decision I've ever had to make in my whole life. So much so, I have to flip a coin.
Oh my God.
Both movies are tough. Across, Tails, No Way Home. I'm doing just one flip. That's it.
One flip in the middle.
Okay. After some fine deliberation, and thanks to the coin, I made my decision. The winner is none other than Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Once you said cartoon, I knew your answer right there.
Across the Spider-Verse.
It was crazy because you said Spider-Man. I was like, both of them literally stir
I know.
It's like, who is the winner?
I had to drag it out just for a little bit longer.
All right. I'm not mad at this. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse put people in a chokehold. Yeah, this movie is elite. How do we feel about the winner?
I kind of have a feeling it was going to be one of those Spider-Man movies from the jump.
Fine either way.
Yeah. But I'm like, deep down, when it came out of Spider-Man, No Way Home, and so I'm like, I know deep down y'all want Civil War.
No,
but I'm like,
not. No, we did not.
Nah, fam, nah. All right, yeah, so cool. So, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, animators, writers, we are praying for you for these next few months and years. I hope you get to see your families, but we want to see beyond the Spider-Verse even more. So with that, we're going to do a quick minor discussion. What do you think is the future of comic books / superhero movies / content? So just quick thoughts on it.
I mean, I think it all depends on, I mean, these next two films, the Marvels and Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom, I guess. But the writer's strike does play a role into some delay in the films.
Along with the actor.
Yeah, I'm hearing... I don't know. I mean, the Marvels may or may not do well. Aquaman The Lost Kingdom may or may not do well. And I think it'll come down to these two films. I mean, we got the Marvels coming up next. I mean, well, no, this is going to be on Wednesday. So in 2 days, when y'all are hearing this. So come down to that film. And then Aquaman The Lost Kingdom is going to be in a month. And then it will just depend on there. But I think someone has mentioned before in a YouTube video, like, in the 2010s, that was, like, our year. That was the year of comic movies. That was doing our prime. But now this decade, it's not. That has faded away since. And obviously due to studios, you know, with the decisions... certain streaming services, it's gonna have to come down to, like, do they hear the fans and their feedback on how we feel, or is it more like, oh, that's just their opinion, we will just keep doing our thing and everyone's gonna lose all their love for it. So that's my take.
Meech?
So for me, right, I think the current state of comic book movies, I feel like there is a large abundance / oversaturation a bit. And probably, like, thankfully with this writer strike and the actor strike, the only positive thing that came out of it is the fact, well, besides the folks getting paid, is the fact that there is, like, a noticeable gap now, a gap in releases. And as far as, like, what's coming up, as you mentioned, beyond the Spider-Verse, I need that yesterday. Like, again, the announcement of Echo and just all of that, we're starting to see, like, new things come about, new things coming through, especially with James Gunn taking over. I know this Aquaman movie, I don't know how I'm going to feel about it because a certain factor is still in the movie.
Amber Heard's
a certain Terrifil act is still in the movie, so I don't know how to feel about that. Hopefully she's dead by the time I check out.
If it makes you feel any better, I hope she's not gonna get any, like, screen time.
She's literally in the trailer.
Yeah. Like, for, like, a second, you know.
That's a few seconds too many. I'm not even going to hold you. And then hopefully the Marvels is going to be a good movie. And hopefully, like, and just, yeah, I think, like, in terms of the people, like, people are getting fatigued and people are starting to, like, put their own agendas on movies, you know, like, I'm already seeing flack for the Marvels just because, oh, it's an all feminine superhero flick. They're pushing the feminist agenda and all that garbage.
The incels among us.
Yes, the incels are talking, and they're talking loud on the internet. Which again, I'm just like, so we didn't have this problem beforehand, so why is it a problem now? That's crazy. But yeah, just the future is in flux.
Yeah, I mean, there was like that bombshell report that dropped recently about like Marvel had like a conversation about bringing back dead Avengers and making like a new Avengers movie with the OG cast. You know, Daredevil, they literally like were halfway through, had to fire their entire writing staff and like start it over.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, you and I, Meech, have talked about Blade and all the production stuff that has happened multiple times. So it's definitely in a place where it needs to breathe and take a pause. But when we say that, what studios hear is like, hey, we're not making money. And just look at the past few months, Disney Plus, let's leave it at that. We had Secret Invasion essentially July, August, which bled into Ahsoka, which bled into Loki. And the only reason it's going to take a pause is because of the Marvels. And then once we get to January, that's Echo. So what they're hearing is we take a pause. It's like we're losing subscribers, we're losing money. But I think it's going to be okay. I mean, DC is about to get bought by Universal, apparently. So we don't know what's going to happen there with the James. Yes, that's what the rumors are. So we don't know what's going to happen with the James Gunn universe. Universal also owns the rights to the Hulk. So I don't know.
Yeah, like, hold on. Are we about to have a Hulk scrap with Superman? Is Superman about to enter the green door? That's crazy.
Don't get me started. I gotta start reading Immortal Thor. But with that, I think it will be fine. I think people just need to form their own, just like with the Keith Lee and Atlanta restaurant situation. Oh, the good Lord gave you a brain between your heads to think for yourself, so it doesn't matter what the opinion of someone else is. So I guess that's my early words of encouragement. Enjoy what you enjoy, just like we mentioned with the Flash movie, which Ron loves and we wish was never made, but it was a canon event in our lives. You gotta live with it. All right, so moving forward again, we are going to be dropping a Attack on Titan final episode review. I don't know what day that's going to be yet. We haven't even watched it yet, but then we're also going to do our Marvels review. We're going to have a special guest on for that as well. And then we're just going to keep moving forward up to Thanksgiving break. So any recommendations you guys have other than the movies that we listed?
No, not that I'm thinking of right now.
It's just a little small movie called Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. You guys got Netflix. You guys still password sharing, so go ahead and watch it.
Yes, so now we can get into our plugs.
All right, so we have ourselves our Instagram and our X, formerly known as Twitter, and Threads under Blurred City Pod. Blurred City 22, like, comment, subscribe, all that good jazz. Then we have our Discord linked in our Instagram page. So join a fine community of degenerates as we commit memes. And fortunately, unlike any other Discord chat, our group chats do not leak. And then we also have ourselves our YouTube and our Patreon under Blurred City Pod. That's where you can get ourselves some nice exclusive content, like our character analysis on the best Naruto villain, Pain. Don't at me on that. If you want to at me, then come at me. You just know that we'll heal the world. And then after that, we got ourselves our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com. That's where you can submit questions for Q&A sessions, episode suggestions, random fan theories, and all that good jazz. And then finally, I'm the Jedi Ronin on TikTok. However long TikTok is still with us. And then that may dovetail into a secret project that I'm currently working on to this day. What y'all got?
Ron.
Yeah, catch me. Let's see. You can follow me on Instagram at the Ron Strong. That's the underscore Ron underscore Strong. Or if you want to play me in some video games like 2K, Mortal Kombat. I got PS5. Also a PS4 Slim, I got one too. So that's Naruto 1995. So that's NARON-TO 1995. So you can play me of those.
All right, dope. For my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, Mitri_Dash. That is METRI_DASH. For my X/Twitter, @TheMad-16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Paints, A Most Creative Tale, that is available on Amazon and Kindle. All right. With that, we have a successful one of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. It was so great doing it with you guys. I got to run, put on my scout regiment. It's time to stop the rumbling and join Aaron's ruining of humanity. So,
hey, stop the rumbling.
It's too much.
It ain't enough.
So, yeah. Ron, since you're the guest, you can leave us with the words of encouragement.
All right. So I will say my words of encouragement is, you know, follow your path, you know, when the timing is right, you know. Keep your pace at the right time. Yeah.
All right. So as we say, it's not goodbye forever. This is goodbye when Aaron destroys the world. And that's the Blair City Podcast.
See you later. It's time to heal the world.